Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
Brock and Hunter.
Like you're scrambling there for a little.
Maybe just a little, because I was reading emails, the 1,000 emails that you get for some reason when you come in on Monday, and you're like, what did anybody. What?
So Brock and I can talk off air a little bit. And just now he goes, oh my God, here we go.
Here we go.
And you open the mic and you just start talking.
Just gotta just blindly go into this. I'm throwing on my headphones and starting to talk at the same time. But hey, look, here we are. And thanks for letting everyone know that I was.
You even warned me a little bit. Like, hey man, we got sports in 2 minutes, he says. Like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, hi guys!
Oh my God, we got a show to do. Big show. But we're here now. And we're set. Are you set?
Sure.
Ready to go? Showtime.
Showtime.
Let's do sports. Let's see how we do with this.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new Bud products constantly coming out. So when it's Monday and you're like, man, Mondays suck. At least you got something cold from Bud Distributing to wash down Monday with.
Mondays are terrible. Nobody likes Mondays. Hey, we're going to start with pro football, then go to axe throwing.
Ooh.
Because that's what sports is right now.
I love it. You know, I love it.
Hey, you know what? Pro football is coming, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting at the bar yesterday a little bit thinking, wait a second, something's missing. Oh, yeah, pro football.
It's only about a month away, man.
It really is, though. Yep. Well, they already had the first game. They had the preseason game. Do you watch preseason?
No. Preseason's a joke, and they should get rid of it. Or if they do it.
It's kind of a joke.
If they do it, they should do, like, just shoulder pads and helmets and do, like, touch. Because the problem is, and we've seen it happen, key players get hurt. Because it doesn't take much. I know you can say, oh, they can get hurt. There's no sense in doing 4 extra weeks of chances to get hurt or pull a hamstring or something like that. It's
What's better? Preseason pro football or like semi-pro football or whatever, you know, like the
well, anything with pro is better than, I mean, if you're talking about like the old man softball league compared to that, I would I would take old man softball league over over preseason NFL because that's how terrible preseason NFL is. That's what it is. Yeah.
It is like some people's glory days.
Yeah.
Like I made professional football and I played a few preseason games. Never made it really on the field, though.
No.
Still got paid.
Yeah, I made it. I did it. Riding that wave. That's all right. Ride that wave.
Just like former Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Ocho Cinco. You know that guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this, man. He decided to leave a big tip and a big boast, honestly, when eating recently at a restaurant in Greensboro, North Carolina. Bleacher Report posted a photo of the receipt where he left a $1,000 tip on a $24 bill.
Wow.
Hey, Ocho Cinco. Yeah, for the server. He also wrote on the bill, this is what he said, quote, I once scored 6 touchdowns in Madden using myself. Let me say it again. I once scored 6 touchdowns in Madden using myself. Not clear why Ocho Cinco felt the need to share that piece of information, but he did. It just
look,
1 second, though. Imagine having the luxury of playing yourself in anything.
Dude, I get excited when I do a custom character in, like, a wrestling game, right? You remember when you'd have, like, the WWE Raw 2006 or whatever, and you could make your own character and you kind of made him look like you? That was exciting enough.
I made a character in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 one time. Almost looked exactly like me.
You're probably the greatest character you've ever played with, right?
It was.
You loved it. You fired that thing up like, oh, I'm going to play. Did you give him a cool name like Chaz or something?
Something like that, yeah. I really banked on life. You know, I'm like, you know what, that could be me.
It could be me if I'd apply myself.
I could be a pro skater.
If I wasn't in here playing video games right now, I actually could be that guy.
You know?
Yeah.
I almost think I went to the store and, like, bought the same shirt, you know, to, like, try to.
Now it's getting sad. Now it's sad.
It is getting sad.
You had a skateboard that you didn't know how to ride, but you just carried it around everywhere?
Yeah. You know what I ended up with? A broken ankle. That's what I'm.
Ah, it's not like the video game at all. Ah!
Wow. It's easy to kick flip in the game.
Real life me is terrible at it. Not like Tony Hawk Hunter. Yeah.
Damn you, Tony Hawk. Damn you, Tony.
But I bet you that character was dope, man. I bet he was dope.
It was.
For some reason, I feel like the shirt that you picked, and correct me if I'm wrong, but again, Tony Hawk, what, you were 96, 97?
Probably, yeah.
Something like that?
You're right.
Did you have the short sleeve shirt with the long sleeve shirt on underneath?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? That was such a 90s look, and I hope it was. Comes back. Yeah. So you had the short sleeve shirt, and then you had like a white or a gray long sleeve shirt underneath the short sleeve shirt, and then probably some carpenter pants or maybe a pair of Jenkos. I don't know. It's up to you.
It was close. It was weird. It was a long sleeve shirt with shorts.
Oh, with shorts. And then did you have the sweet? What were the shoes?
Vans.
Vans and the van shoes. Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Can't kick flip with anything else but Vans, right?
What are you getting on that board of flip flops? Get out of here. You ain't no skater.
And the biggest shoe tongue in town, man. I'm telling you.
Those shoes were ridiculous, man. They were so wide.
You want to hear a fun fact about Vans?
Yeah, I do.
If you have a pair of them, throw them up in the air. They'll always land on their heels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they'd always get wrapped up on a power line. It doesn't matter where you're at.
That too.
In the middle
if
of
you've had them for a while, yeah, you always.
Damn it. I'm in the Sahara. Where'd that power line come from? Now I don't have any shoes.
That's no joke, though. If you have Vans, throw them up in the air. They'll always land on their feet.
Are they weighted a certain way? Is there weights in there? So when you're boarding?
I don't know. It was like a weird a YouTube thing or a Reddit post for a while. They're like, hey, take your Vans, throw them up in the air. And people are posting videos of it, of them trying to land them, you know. Yeah, wow. They always land on their feet.
Crazy. You know what didn't land on your feet all the time? Heelys. I was always on my ass in Heelys. Always.
Or just my feet in general.
Just feet
while
in
wearing
general.
Them.
Just feet in general.
I always landed on my ass. All right. Moving on. Axe throwing. Let's talk about this for a little bit.
Sweet.
25-year-old firefighter from Lincoln, Nebraska, now world record holder for axe throwing. Jesse Rude, while throwing axes at the Cornhusker State Games in Lincoln. It just sounds like a good time.
That does sound like it. That sounds like a lot of beer, a lot of hot dogs, some thick corn-fed Nebraskan gals.
You know, the old Cornhusker, if you will. He set the record by hitting the target from 90 feet, man.
Holy Lord.
Previous record was 72 feet. So, let's give a little golf clap or an axe throwing clap.
Like, don't piss that guy off. He's throwing axe 90 feet accurately.
90 feet, 30 yards.
Yeah. That's a chuck, dude.
So, have you ever thrown an axe? Let's say professionally. Have you ever been to a place where
professionally, no. Semi-pro, yes. I was on the semi-pro league. Yeah, you know, they got those axe. It's a huge thing right now, those axe throwing things. You can see them everywhere.
It's a big thing.
And it is, as a man, I feel very manly. I feel like
badass,
my ancestors in throwing that. However, it's not as easy as you think it might be. Like, oh, I'm just going to stick, right?
There's definitely a form to it. There's a routine, if you will.
Not to mention, the things that can go wrong, I think, are higher than the safety of axe throwing. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, there's probably a safe way to do it, but the things that can go wrong while throwing axes outweigh the possible safe way to throw an axe.
Took me about, five throws? Five throws to really, okay, yeah, you got to follow through.
Yeah.
You got to, there's one rotation. Wham!
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Anybody who throws an axe, Brock, I'm talking to you specifically. When you hit that first piece of wood and you stuck it, did you, in your head, were you like, what if that was a noggin? What if that was somebody's head?
There's a part
that's kind of what it's for, right? What else are you throwing an axe for?
Yeah, it doesn't serve any purpose in the wild. Maybe if you were trying to kill an animal, I guess, if you were,
in case I had to, protect myself and I had an axe next to me.
However, if my only weapon to protect myself was an axe, I'm dead. All right. There's no, because by the time I get my feet planted correctly and I do the, okay, elbows got to be here. Like the killer's going to, whatever, the animal, they're going to be on me. All right. All right. They're going to be on me.
I'm not Uncle Buck. I don't keep an axe in my trunk. And I'm take a little off the shoulder.
I'm not the Ripper, okay? I can't just sit there and huck a huck a fireman's axe perfectly.
Yeah.
Now.
Have you done it? You've done it, though. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and especially growing up on a farm, we had a lot of downtime, you know, and you always had, you know, some form of blade nearby. Mm-hmm. We used to throw machetes at hay bales. That was always fun.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Two adolescent boys, unsupervised, throwing machetes that we got over at the local farm and fleet at hay bales. We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
As your brother's bailing it, too.
Logan, hold the bale.
Get out of the way.
No, hold the bale. I'm going to say, you just trust me. Trust me. I've been practicing. It's fine. It's fine.
A little off the shoulder. Maybe a little off the kneecap.
It's fine. Most of the times they were dull from hitting rocks and everything. They were fine. They're basically toys. Basically toys.
It's a hatchet.
What I want to know, though, is in all of this discussion, how axe throwing and beer drinking became a combined thing here in America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's two things that I don't know. No, probably don't correlate really well.
They're two things that can be dangerous if done poorly, and then you combine them. Like, that's just a recipe for an axe to your friend's
knee. It's like having a bar at the shooting range.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Safety on?
Yeah.
By chance?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the gun bar. We just have guns laying around and a full wall of booze. Gun bar. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Well, hey, Hunter, you want to go chuck some axes?
Let's do it.
Axes?
You know what's more dangerous than axe throwing?
What?
Lawn darts. Let's talk about lawn darts.
Yeah, where's the lawn dart and brew pub? That's the place I want to be at. Yeah. Breaking news,
spot.
13 people died again at the lawn dart brew pub.
Wow. What the hell?
Unbelievable. This has been the 700th death this year in 3 months at the lawn dart brew pub, and no one has shut it down. For some reason, everyone has a great time.
Everybody's dead.
Get out of the way! It's the lawn dart! Anyway.
Pro football, axe throwing, coming up next hour, baseball, and more baseball.
Well, I guess you gave us the good ones now. Is someone throwing? I want to see Randy Johnson throw an axe, all right? If your baseball story involves Randy Johnson hucking an axe, then I'll be happy.
You want to watch a murder?
Cut the guy right in half. It's unbelievable. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one.
Well, good morning. It's 7:35. How did that happen?
Jeez, man. We're supposed to get into sports at 7:20.
We're 15 minutes behind schedule.
It's Monday.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Well, should we do sports?
I mean, I guess.
All right.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports, I guess, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
There you go. It's 7:36, and we're way behind schedule.
Damn right.
Well, you had baseball. Do you not want to talk about baseball? Because I have a story.
He swung and missed.
There was a ball.
No, I don't want to talk about baseball. What do you got? You got something more interesting?
Well, I actually do have something. This came from the Aubrey Marcus podcast. And I don't know if you like this or not. I know we go back and forth about Brady, mm-hmm. Rodgers, Brady, who's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron Rodgers.
Easy answer.
Has said that his performance has been enhanced by using ayahuasca. That's what helped him win his back-to-back MVP trophies. Aaron says there are a lot of negative stereotypes about the psychedelic, including that it makes you soil yourself and cause vomiting. He says after hearing a story from his friend who used ayahuasca, Aaron decided to go to Peru with his then-girlfriend Danica Patrick. Aaron says in addition to helping him on the football field, the experience also taught him about life.
What?
So Aaron Rodgers tripping balls in Peru, man.
What? That's why his hair is long.
Honestly, seeing him recently, it's like, okay, yeah, that's a guy who does a lot of psychedelics.
So he's done. He's been doing it.
I
was going to say, because this is typically this could be a very scary situation as far as being scary good. There's people that like take this drug, and I'm not provoking anything. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, don't be out there taking drugs.
Listen obviously. Here, kids. Hunter is telling you to take hard drugs. Okay, that's what's going on right now.
But yeah, Aaron Rodgers on ayahuasca could potentially be extremely dangerous.
He's
for
like
any other team.
He's like that pitcher who pitched a perfect game while high on acid, right? Like
man,
that
guy. Who was that guy?
I can't remember, but he pitched a perfect game while just tripping balls
high
on acid.
High on acid.
Yeah. Now you think. Now I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers isn't going there. You know, like you know, power throat and ayahuasca. You know what I mean? He's probably doing maybe little doses. You know, maybe just trying to get a lift. But you think about it. Here's a guy.
He has been lifted. He is
back to back MVPs.
He's thought about things for sure.
Here's a guy going to Peru, just drinking ayahuasca, talking to God, doing whatever he's doing, back-to-back MVPs.
So here's the thing. Ernie has a dangerous arm, right? Like, you already kind of know this right arm is gold.
Yep.
Like, this is worth a lot of money. Now imagine your right arm on ayahuasca. You can't think about
just
it.
Just your brain. You know, he's out there, and probably all the like the bad, the opposing players are like glowing red, and his players are growing green, and so he knows, and he's like above himself, looking down at the field so he can pick apart the defense.
Like, everything's you're not throwing the football. You're not throwing the football to numbers anymore. Like, you're throwing it to the
auras.
T4 vertebrae in your spine. Like
he's just seeing players' auras. He's like, I saw Devontae's aura in the end zone.
It is just happening. That's
my spirit.
I don't know what happened.
My spirit animal, the majestic eagle, soared me above the field. Look, he's a dangerous guy, and apparently ayahuasca makes him more dangerous. More dangerous. Honestly, though, at this point, Aaron Rodgers could snort a fat line of cocaine on the 50-yard line, and I'd be like, whatever. Just win us the Super Bowl, please.
I mean, just get there.
Please.
Would you?
So what do you think?
Hey, you know what, though? Ayahuasca.
Look, you gotta admit, Aaron Rodgers is a million times cooler than Tom Brady. What's Tom Brady doing? Baby aspirin, all right? He's like, I gotta take care of my heart.
Yeah, out there, you know, not drinking beers and eating kale.
Tom Brady's there taking his Flintstone vitamins, all right, saying, well, look, guys, we gotta study some film. You got Aaron Rodgers looking like Nicolas Cage in Con Air. All right, doing ayahuasca in Peru. That's the kind of quarterback you want, man.
Yeah. Well, you better keep taking it because he needs a few more Super Bowls to catch up. Just saying.
You know what? I would rather take a quarterback who looks like Nicolas Cage and Con Air, who's high on
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
High on ayahuasca. All right. I would rather take that than all the Super Bowls in the world. All right.
Do you think he does it all the time?
I don't know, man. He's just sitting there microdosing ayahuasca. He could be.
I mean, he's throwing the ball in there. I'm telling you.
But he can't do it during season, right? He can't do it during season, right?
I heard the Pat McAfee podcast one time. He was saying, yes, you can. You can do what you want up until, like, July.
Yeah.
He's like, that's like when the general, you know, drug testing happens in the NFL.
But what's the rule on ayahuasca? Is that in the list of things you can't do?
I don't know. I've never seen that on a list.
Yeah.
You always see cocaine, methamphetamine.
All the fun marijuana. Ones. All the fun ones, you know.
I don't think I've seen ayahuasca on there.
Now they're going to add it. Like, look, obviously, the guy's just playing on a different level here. It's ridiculous. Like
you're too in tune. You're way too in tune. You need to get out.
You're talking about the turf talking to you. I can hear the turf growing. What?
What?
Are you high on ayahuasca again, Aaron Rodgers? Anyway.
Don't cut your hair. Come back.
He's getting a little. He might be getting a little guy who drives a VW van. Yes. All right.
You know.
Listening to Fish records on his way to practice. Like, all right, come on. Tone it down, Dave Matthews. What are you doing?
Hit his vape a little too much.
He's got one of those hemp sweaters that he's wearing, right? Come on now.
Hey. What's the deal with the drug rug, Aaron?
We're just seeing him there hacky sacking on the sideline before he goes in. All right, Aaron.
Is that a dirt bag? Well, you're turning into a dirt bag.
He's got a drum circle in the end zone. Knock it off. Come on, man.
Are those corduroys? Where'd you even get those?
He's like that one friend that went to high school with, and he spent a year in Amsterdam, and he comes back and is like, well, who are you? What are you talking about? Get out of here, man. No, you don't understand, man.
Aaron Rodgers in corduroys.
You got to open your third eye, man. You got to see the universe for what it is, man. All right, Aaron Rodgers. Put the bong down.
Ayahuasca, Aaron Rodgers.
Ayahuasca Rodgers, number 12, coming in.
Here we go. Honestly, I'm kind of nervous about that. He's going to be whipping that ball.
It's his third eye, man. Season. All right. Anyway, you got anything else, or should we wrap it?
No, no. It's 7:43,
we should probably go. That's your sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.